We're back with another episode.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed during the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler podcast series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent any specific employer, organization, committee, or other group or individual. The primary purpose of this podcast series is to educate and inform. This podcast series does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services.
It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off. It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off.
You don't come here for the facts. You come here for the entertainment, okay?
That's if you're here for the facts, you're the wrong
place. Wrong podcast. We are here to entertain you. That's why we give a disclaimer at the beginning of our podcast.
Boom, baby.
We're here to educate and inform with entertainment.
Yeah.
That is it.
Welcome back to another episode of the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. We are back at it again. Are you not going to say anything? You're not frozen. I know you're not frozen.
Did I kind of look frozen?
No, you did not. Not at all. You looked very much so like you were being held captive.
Welcome back, everybody.
How was your week this past week, frozen lady? Elsa, or should I say Elsa?
I am Elsa. It's fine. I feel like I'm going to knock on wood. My shit is fine. Like, life is kind of, I wouldn't say smooth, but I'm like wading in the water here. I'm holding it down. I feel like a lot of other people's shit got rocked this week. Lives being turned upside down. So I think there's something in the planets and the stars, but I'm just going to sit here quietly, mind my own business, hands in my lap, and like hope I can get through March unscathed.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, are these people close to you? Not close to you?
They are close to me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm just, you know, just fucking keeping my head down.
Well, love and light to all of those people, you know.
Love and light, baby. Yeah, how are you doing?
My week this past week was good. I actually got a new student. And so...
You love a new student.
Yeah, this is a guy. You know how I feel about, you know, male students. Male students just... this is not me being sexist. This is just a fact. It's scientific. more men than not do not
they
pay attention
suck.
To detail.
I'll say it.
Okay, I didn't say that. I don't believe that they suck. I just believe that they do not pay attention, and they don't pay attention to detail specifically in healthcare. And so sometimes when you get a male student, you just have to reiterate things over and over and over again to them. But this student, he seems to be kind of like overly... Like, he overanalyzes everything, which is okay. That's perfectly fine. I mean, he's a student. I think he's going to do very well. He did kind of freak me out a little bit because he told me, he was like, hey, I hope you don't think this is weird, but I Googled, like, he was like, I found your podcast and I listened to a couple episodes and it's really good. And I was like, how do you know I have a podcast? I was like, did you Google me? And he was like, yeah. I was like, that's a bit creepy. I don't think I've ever Googled any of my clinical instructors.
I didn't care enough to. Maybe I should have.
No.
Maybe that's something I should have done.
No.
That's crazy.
I was just like, how can I make this 8 weeks go by super fast? No, I'm kidding.
I forget that people have access to the internet like everyone else does. And that you can look up people. But I'm like, who the fuck would look me up? Why does anyone need to look me up?
I mean, well, I've had people look me up before, but it was for other things that I can't speak about right now because it's still active. But
she was legion. She's someone's legion.
No, I was not. But I just feel like, I don't know. I don't think it's a Gen Z thing. I've just never felt the need to Google people other than like if you're dating, then yes, I will definitely Google you.
Yeah, that's a fun Google. I've never done like a professional Google.
I mean, I've done it to make sure that you weren't lying or that you were a real company or something like that. But other than, or like if I'm going on an interview for a job, then yeah, I'll Google, like I won't Google search you. I will LinkedIn search you to see like, you know, what things you're active in and, you know, things like that to help me, kind of get through my interview, or if I have meetings with people and stuff like that, doing consulting work and stuff, like I want to Google, just, or not Google, but you know, just research just to make sure that I'm on my P's and Q's.
I only like using my powers of investigation for evil and fun, not for like professional gain. Like, you know, if I personally want to know something about you,
yeah,
I will. But other than that, I'm like, it's just work. I'll figure it out.
Pretty much. I don't typically Google a whole lot of people.
So now he knows all your personality and inner thoughts and shit.
I mean, I feel like I'm the same on this podcast and I am off this podcast. I'm actually probably a little bit worse off the podcast. Actually, I'm not. That's incriminating. I'm not.
I'm here in our safe space, which is stupid because I should be safer here. Like, I should be more appropriate for the world. It's not happening.
Why? But this is an authentic podcast. We're not faking it. We're not faking the funk over here.
Over
this
here is we're authentic.
No, like this, like you're getting real rap raw over here, you know. Amen. And especially from our perspectives, our knowledge, our education, our shit talking is top tier. I mean, what else do you want?
10/10 every time.
Would recommend. Absolutely.
We're standing on business. Okay.
Listen, like Tia Kemp. That's all I'm saying. First of all, let me just say this. I absolutely love Tia Kemp. If y'all don't know who Tia Kemp is, please go and TikTok, Google her or whatever. She is the mother of one of Rick Ross's sons. This lady, she is fucking hilarious. The shit she does, the shit she says, how she dances, the stuff she be. I just love her.
Am I frozen or are you frozen?
No, I'm not frozen. You're not frozen either. I can hear you.
Oh, that was weird. You stopped on my end.
Oh, did I? Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I'm still here.
Okay, sorry. I'm listening.
But yeah, if y'all have the time, please go Google Tia Kemp. TIAKEMP.
Did you hear that? She's one of Wick Wass's wives? God.
Do you have a lift?
Oh my God. Did you see that TikTok where the guy got called into HR because there was a new guy at work and his name wasn't Jason. It was Jathan. And I always forget people's names. So I kept using his name. I'd be like, hey, Jathan, what's up? Da, 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 da. And he got called into HR and they said he needed to stop making fun of the new employee's lisp. And he was like, his name is Jason. He had been calling him Jathan. That's what he introduced himself.
Oh my! I thought that was gonna be his actual name. That's hilarious.
Hey, Jathan. Oh my God, Jathan.
Ooh, that's an honest mistake, though. That's an honest mistake.
Okay. Did you watch the Vince Staples show? Have you seen any of that?
Yes, I started it. I haven't. Okay. I've watched very little.
Okay. Did you see where Rick Ross is in it?
No, I haven't seen that far yet.
Okay, never mind. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe the people want to know. You brought it up now.
Oh, no, because you brought up his wife. But there's an episode with Rick Ross, and it's just funny because it's like him with his Bel Air wine, and he's eating Wingstop, and like it's just all his
false. Yeah,
he's like allegedly. But it's just funny because it's like all of his businesses, and he's talking to this kid about, you know, diversifying his portfolio.
Yeah. Yeah, Tia Kemp is hilarious. Well, also speaking about kind of rap, I guess we can segue.
Sure.
Cardi B this week made me feel like I was like a lesbian a little bit.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah, she, you know, I understand men to a degree. Okay. When you see a beautiful, sexy woman. Well, no, just on that part. I can appreciate the beauty of the female body, right?
Women are
and how beautiful women are, fucking beautiful, dude. But they're not beautiful enough to make me sleep with them. Anyway, but Cardi B just dropped her new freestyle called "Like What." Cardi B's whole body just—I was like, "Am I gay?"
She's always had a body that won't quit,
for real. Between her and Megan and Lotto, I'm like. Mm-hmm. Women, come on now, like, and Jesus, like, I'm no better than me.
When I think stripper in my head, like, just in general, I'm thinking like Cardi B body, like that's what I would appreciate. Like, if I'm gonna pay money to see someone naked, that's what I would like to see.
Very true. Very true. We're all thinking it, you know.
She's got a banging body.
She does, but also too, her talent in rapping is amazing. So she sampled the song "Like What" for from Missy Elliott's She's a Bitch, which was produced by Timbaland, one of the greatest producers of all time. And it was just amazing. Like, that song was, I was like, come on, Cardi B, talk your shit, girl.
I miss 2024. Like, do you remember when Bodak Yellow dropped? I can remember where I was. That song was such a, like, cultural shift.
It took over the summer.
It was crazy.
Yeah. It took completely over. It was crazy. Yeah. It definitely was.
Where were you when Bodak Yellow dropped, you know?
I'll remember that. Was that the year 2017? No, 20... Save I don't know what year that was.
I'll tell you. Because we have this thing called the internet.
Yeah, but you know how to work more than I do.
2018.
28. I knew it was close. See?
I don't even know what I was doing in 2018. Oh, no.
Were you still in school?
I was still in school. Yeah.
Yeah. I was working at the job we used to work at that I no longer work at.
Oof. Bodak Yellow is not a 9-to-5 song. Like, I don't need to have a job and know about Bodak Yellow.
No, that's the song that you drive to work listening to. So it was absolutely amazing. That was a time. And speaking of Cardi B, and just, you know, a lot of rappers right now, Lotto, you know, Megan Thee Stallion, Flo Milli, Lola Brooke, Maya the Don, all of these amazing rappers, Sexy Red, there has been like an uprise of Scarlet Lip as well. There's been like this uprise of female MCs that are really taking over right now. And I love how all of them are just coming back to back to back with hit after hit after hit. And so Joe Budden was in the news, or in social media news rather, because he made a comment talking about how this wave of these female industry plants are pretty much over. And I'm just like, Joe Budden, when are you going to have that same energy for these same supposed plants of men, of male rappers that you have with female rappers? Like,
yeah, Travis Scott, industry plant.
Thank you. What's his name? I don't like no whips and chain. Made a whole slavery song. He made a whole slavery song about whips and chains. Come on now, y'all are over shaking your ass.
I thought that was about BDSM stuff.
You let that white man fool you if you want to. The revolution would not be televised.
You think it's saying about slavery?
It got to be. He a white man in America.
Wow, that went right past me, huh? I'm just not looking into things like I should. It's
because you're a white woman in America.
Just thought it was about sex like everything else.
Nah.
He Mm-mm. says I'm vanilla, baby. I just figured.
That's how they draw you in.
That's how they, and then the next thing you know, you're at the NFL combine.
Exactly.
Telling these black men on the fucking block.
Yo, this is why I refuse to watch the NFL combine, because it is nothing icky. But a modern, the NFL combine is nothing but a modern day auction block. And people watch that shit like, oh, wow, he ran a 4.22. Yeah, because Massa want to see how fast he can run. And yeah, just because you're getting a couple of hundreds of thousands of dollars or a couple million dollars, most of it that ain't even guaranteed. You on a different ass plantation. Like, what the fuck? Because as soon as you do something, you're gone. Yeah.
It's one of those things that is super interesting objectively, because these people are like the top athletes in the country, right? And they're all, you know, it's cool to see people's bodies performing at this level. And then you zoom out and you're like, oh, these black men are just being forced to show off their speed, strength, and agility to be sold to the highest bidder and or traded.
Sounds like slavery
That's
to me.
Insane.
Sounds that like slavery insane. To me.
All these white men with clipboards and fucking polos and the like, it's gross.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We'll watch the highlights, because those motherfuckers are fast and strong.
What was the one guy? I did see a highlight of one of the guys who actually broke the combine record for the 40-yard dash.
University of Texas, baby.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. The man is from Fresno, California. Texas ain't got nothing to do with his damn speed. Don't try to take credit for that man's speed. That's Fresno, California. But no, he ran at first they reported that he ran a 4.22, but he actually ran a 4.21. So he broke the record.
What would you do if you were that fast?
I mean, nothing. I mean, what could I do? I ain't running away.
That's true. I'm just, I
all
cannot...
my fast twitch fibers and lactic acid is gonna leave right after I run. I ain't gonna be able to do shit else.
I could not imagine being able to run that fast.
And that's on anatomy. You ain't gonna get very far.
Did you see that big guy run? He was huge and he ran like a four. Like, I want to say like a 4.8 maybe, but he was just, he was tall and like solid.
Yeah.
You should not, that would scare the shit out of me if it was running towards me.
Why do you think a lot of white people are afraid of black men? Because they can move. And that's old Mary had a little lamb. I'll tell you who a black man that I am afraid of. P. Diddy.
I have nothing.
What were you telling about P. Diddy?
If this man, if, okay, P. Diddy's being sued again.
Okay. Right.
If this
everything that we're talking about is alleged.
Is alleged. If this lawsuit is not the one that gets his ass put straight into jail, I don't know what to say anymore.
He's going to be R. Kelly's cellmate. You can't convince me otherwise.
It's like, is he? You'd think by now, like some, that whole Cassie, all the shit that Cassie came out with, you think that would have been enough to put his ass away? It was not. But
P. Not if she settled.
That's true. That is very true.
They had to have paid her a lot because that's how she, that's why she settled.
Her pockets are lined, bitch. Her two little babies, never working. Those are new Nepo babies.
You can't convince me that they gave her $30 million. I would be remiss to say they probably gave her probably like 50, 60 million. They're
like, we'll give you this now and we got to sell some shit and we'll get you the back. Like,
they had to liquidate a lot, I'm quite sure.
Hell yeah. She had, you know, y'all need to stop pissing off women. Y'all need to stop doing crazy shit to these women, because you know what they'll do is they'll just sit and wait.
Well, men too, specifically gay men.
That's true.
Because in this new lawsuit, there's a young man.
Potentially gay men.
Exactly. I don't know if this young man is gay or not. I'm just only saying it because of some of the stuff that's reported. But there's a young man who was allegedly revealed that he was involved in alleged sex parties and things of that nature with, like, he mentioned Stevie J. He mentioned, what did he mention, Meek Mill or something like that?
He mentioned Meek Mill. So Lil Rod is the producer from Chicago who is now suing Diddy and saying that he was drugged, he was trafficked, he was forced into homosexual situations. Basically a bunch of the shit that Cassie said, but now it's coming from this man. That but he names Meek Mill, he names Stevie J, Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yes, Young Miami, he put her name
Young
in there
Miami,
too.
And so Justin Combs, too. So P. Diddy's
son. Yeah, the son, yeah, which is crazy.
So this is the newest lawsuit. So I am, I am, like, cautiously optimistic that some good will come of this, but I really just think they'll end up settling again, and then another one's going to happen. It's just going to be more people suing P. Diddy. Until he runs out of money, which he deserves to, but I would love to see him serve some time because this shit is crazy. And I think, the only thing is different about this one is I think he might get hit with the RICO.
Well, I mean, I don't know, because I think it's a little bit difficult because I feel like if he's inviting you to a party and you're voluntarily going, I don't see how that could be organized crime.
Well, I think it's more of the, like, him and his all of Bad Boy and all of these people are colluding to, like, drug these people and sex traffic them and make money off of them because they're telling them, like, you have to do these things and produce this music, and if you don't, we're not going to give you your pay, or we're going to hold access from you, or we're going to release all these things. And so they're,
but I think that's the difficult part to prove, is that they did that with that particular intent, because this young man, what I did hear was that he has videos, pictures, screenshots, all the slew, but it's like, you have to prove that these pictures, screenshots and whatnot came from this particular organized situation of trafficking and all those kind of things.
Yeah.
And I feel like the more that gets exposed, I do feel like Diddy is kind of like a, you know, Jeffrey Epstein type situation, because it's going to open up a whole can of worms. And there's, and I honestly, I do personally believe this is all alleged. This is just my conspiracy theory, that other celebrities who have been involved in this type of foolishness are probably telling him, like, hey, we'll put you some money if you keep us the fuck up out of it.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy is that I've heard about shit with Diddy for years, and it's like, basically, if you wanted to be in the music industry, especially if you're Black and wanted to be in the music industry, you had to go through P. Diddy. He was the fucking gatekeeper, and you had to go to these weird parties, and you had to do the things he wanted you to do so that you could have access to everything you needed. So I'm like, I'm sure everyone has a Diddy story. Everyone has. And that's also what people that are crazy like this and disgusting do, is they make sure they have their hands on everyone so that if anything happens, everyone's going down.
True. They tie themselves. It's never going to be just them solid, you know, just by themselves. It's going to be everybody else involved.
Yeah.
And getting everybody else to do your dirty work for you. So that's that's really sad. Speaking of doing some dirty work, we got to talk about it. Charlamagne the God. So in the news,
him recently, and Joe Budden need a timeout.
They really, let's talk about this and then we can lead and segue into Charlamagne. So Risa Tisa, our girl, right?
Well, number one
TikTok's
fan.
Girl, number one fan. And we talked about the story Risa Tisa on TikTok. She also has it on Who the Fuck Did I Marry series, a 50 part series. She's recently done some interviews with the likes of Tamron Hall, as well as Good Morning America with Robin Roberts. And in the news recently, or in social media news, Charlamagne Tha God was on his show, the radio show, The Breakfast Club, with DJ Envy and Jess Hilarious. And they were talking about the story and how viral it went. And so he basically made a comment, and I'm paraphrasing. He allegedly said, "This sounds like a big back," you know, referring to heavier set women. We already know that in society, people already assume that heavy set women are not lovable and not necessarily deserve love, but that most people aren't going, most good looking, successful men are not going to go for a heavier set woman, and that with Black, you know, heavy set women are desperate, blah, blah, blah. Right. And so Risa Tisa, she went on the Tamron Hall show, and she was just like, "Oh, you know, how did you feel when you heard Charlamagne say that?" And she was just like, "You know, it was hurtful because, you know, just because I am a heavier set woman doesn't mean that I, you know, don't deserve love." And so people got all in the uproar about it, and saying that, oh, like, he's just fat phobic. And I'm just like, y'all, this is the same man that made Lil Mama cry. I don't care how many therapy sessions this motherfucker went through. He still is an asshole. He's an asshole who just happened to have gone to therapy, but that doesn't change the core of who he is as an asshole. And I pray that none of his daughters become obese, because if they do, they're going to have a hard ass time in life. All of this shit that he has done to Black women, said about Black women. I mean, we've seen it play out even with Monique. I mean, come on. There's him, La Mama. There's been so many other people, Azealia Banks. We've seen so many problematic Charlamagne Tha God moments. However, I'm like,
you thought he was gonna give a fuck about this random woman from Atlanta?
Thank you. Like, he's an entertainer, y'all, and I get it. And I'm gonna not contradict myself, but I'm gonna play devil's advocate. He also does have a responsibility because he has a huge, very huge platform. But here's the thing: everybody that y'all see or watch or whatever, you're not gonna agree with every damn thing they say. Just remember, he's an asshole, and move the fuck on and stop listening. Is that easy?
That's how he makes his money. This is how he gets his clicks. He's an asshole. That's what he does. Him and Joe Budden.
You think he gonna come on that show and be like, "Everybody needs therapy 365 days a year"? No, he's an asshole.
He's gonna be like, "I bet that bitch is over 250 pounds, isn't she?" She sounds like she's desperate.
But I mean, he's also too, when he said that, that's what society thinks about fat women. Like, let's be clear. That's what society believes about. That's why even too, when tax time come around, they'd be like, "Oh, you got to get you a big girl, cause she'll give you her taxes." Now we know that we already know that women in general can be taken advantage of. Right. But also women in general, no matter what your skin hue is, what your race is, how big you are, how small you are, we all make stupid ass decisions and we ignore red flags. It ain't got shit to do with nobody's weight. Because let's be clear, the finest man that you think is fine will cheat on his skinny ass girlfriend with a big back and be all up in her stuff. So don't think that these men don't like big women just because you may not see them on their arm. Baby, they're there.
Did you see the fucking Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco clip?
I love their podcast.
They are hilarious. There's this whole clip, and I'll have to find it, but he was like, "Well, you know, you told me, you know, she ain't a lady if she under 1'8", like all of that shit. He was "Hey, I really like a fupa." They were just fucking going off about all this crazy shit. They are hilarious together.
I just really want people to stop leaning on Charlemagne the God as if he is a voice of the people. He does have a responsibility because he has a microphone. I'm not negating that. I think everybody who gets on social media, puts out a podcast, a radio show, whatever, you have a responsibility with these microphones. But this man did not die on the cross for y'all sins. Let it go.
Let it go. Also,
or stop watching
you
it.
You shouldn't be riding behind anyone that is in entertainment on anything that they say.
No. Just because he's on Black Effect Network and all this, and he got, you know, black people, and he talking about black voting, he's still an asshole.
You remember that Dave Chappelle bit where he's like, somebody called Ja Rule.
Yes.
That, this is that. No one is going to be like, oh my God, what does Charlemagne have to say about this? No one gives a shit.
It's the same thing.
Like, his ass. That's his job.
It's the same thing like a few years ago with, what's his name? Trick Daddy said, oh, for all you black women, y'all better get y'all shit together, because these Spanish girls, they learn, as soon as they learn how to cook fried chicken, y'all bitches is out of here. People are like, oh no, Trick Daddy said we're gonna go extinct. What the? Somebody listens to Trick Daddy? Come, his name is Trick Daddy. Do you know why he calls himself Trick Daddy?
No.
You should look it up. He calls himself Trick Daddy. Well, he supposedly said allegedly because his mama had, I think, 11 kids by like 10 different men. So that should tell you something. I mean, I'm not ragging on people who have kids with different men. That's all I'm saying. He called himself Trick Daddy because his mama's infant. He claimed that because his mama was doing some stuff.
Sometimes you have
to reclaim. But he's a voice of the people.
You have to reclaim your name. You have to take it back.
You do.
He's like, I'm going to call myself that before you can call me that.
I guess, child. I don't know. I'm just like, Charlemagne is not somebody I'd be like, what would Charlemagne do? Nobody's asking that.
Wow, I haven't heard Charlemagne's commentary on this yet.
But before I say anything, I need to know what Charlemagne thinks before I make my decisions in life. What? I wish the fuck I would.
Y'all are acting like people don't think that bigger people have these horrible lives. To everyone, if you're fat, it's the end of the world. You're never gonna find love. You can't get a job. You're a slobby piece of shit. I thought we broke these walls down. I thought Lizzo broke the walls down.
No. They still calling Lizzo a fat ass. They still doing bullshit like that. That girl is getting body positivity. No, we were not.
Until y'all bitches brought the Ozempic back. I feel like we were almost getting there. Not there. No. But we were doing a little better, and then everyone wants to be skinny now.
That's like saying racism is gone. Racism doesn't exist. What the fuck?
I don't see color.
Yeah, right. We're all the same. No, we're not. But the thing is, too, it's like we, and I'm talking about myself, because I'm a big back and I'm cool with that. I got a linebacker back and I'm cool with that. That don't hurt my feelings for nobody to say that to me. Like, telling me I'm fat is not an insult. Baby, when I take my clothes off every day to take a bath, I can see that. I'm not blind. I see rolls and a fupa and stretch marks, and I'm totally okay with that. Because trust me, somebody out there like it. Anyway, but all I'm saying is that we know in society that obesity is not the standard of beauty. Mm-hmm. And then people even will make like very snide comments like, if a heavier set woman walks out with her arms out or in some shorts or even in like a tank top or a halter, people be like, wow, she got a lot of confidence. What? Why you can't
you're
just say
so
she's pretty?
Brave.
You're so brave to wear that.
I'm just wearing clothes. It's just clothes.
Ooh, child, I wish I had her confidence to put my body out there like that.
That shit.
And some man, who you probably won't, is digging in her guts every day.
Mm-hmm.
While you over here talking about her confidence, he clapping them cheeks. Shut the fuck up.
And that's half the problem, is these men who like these women don't go after them publicly or feel ashamed because of the comments y'all fucking make and make them feel
absolutely
bad about themselves. So
absolutely
stupid.
Yeah, it's really dumb. What were you telling me about? This is not a segue because it's a whole, well, I know this is a segue. Stupid stuff. Fabuloso. What were you talking about Fabuloso?
Okay. I don't know if you've seen it, but all over social media, it was going around that people were boiling Fabuloso in a pan on the stove because the house smelled like, and to get the house to smell better, they were boiling the purple Fabuloso. And then some girl was like, oh, one time I needed to boil some Fabuloso, but I didn't have any, so I just used bleach.
She boiled bleach.
She was like, we had to leave the windows open for days. No shit.
You know what?
The American education system.
Everybody who boils Fabuloso, you deserve everything you're going to get from doing that.
What do you think? You're light a fucking candle.
Open your windows and air your house out. Spray some. Stop being dirty. Take a bath. That'll get the stench out of your fucking house, you nasty ass bitch.
Never in my life have I been like, oh man, what am I gonna do? Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll fucking boil some Clorox, boil some Pine Sol.
You know, I saw people even doing this with Fabuloso. Like, you know, like the little air wick, little glass, little thingies or whatever that you like plug in. They're like the wallflower. Yeah. People will take those and prop open the top of it and put Fabuloso in those and plug them back into the wall. And I'm like, when your house burned down, you deserve that stupid shit.
What is wrong with y'all? Though it's chemicals. It is. And I know also that like the wallflowers and shit are chemicals, whatever. You can argue that. But that's, at least they're not safe for that area. Yeah, they're not toxic cleaning chemicals. That shit.
Yeah. What, just read the directions. A wallflower is what? A wallflower. It's a flower for the wall. Fabuloso is a disinfectant cleaner that's not meant to be heated up, baby. Read the directions.
That just sounds like some like meth den shit. Some fucking like.
And I bet you the people who do that, the people who boil Fabuloso on the stove are probably the parents of the Tide Pod children.
Probably.
That's so fucking dumb. That is. Y'all are stupid. Y'all really need to stop being dumb. Y'all are. Please stop being
real dumb, for real.
And then people, I saw people putting like taking like the Fabuloso bottle, not the big one, obviously, but like the tall kind of skinny one, they will take that and poke holes in it and put it in their toilet tank to try to make it fresh every time it flushes.
Now that makes a lot more sense to me than all this other shit.
If you were a plumber, they don't think that makes a lot of sense, baby. And you wonder why your toilet don't work no more.
Oh, it's just gonna break the toilet. Clean your toilet.
Yes, you're not supposed to put shit else in there. You're gonna fuck up your fill valve for no reason, just to have a clean. Baby, just clean your bathroom once a week like your mama taught you. Why are we trying to be lazy?
I don't know, but Lord that Jesus. Really threw me for a loop. I was like, I've never heard that in my entire life.
People just need to stop being dumb.
Also, stop doing shit you read on the internet.
Seriously. And then be, oh my God, my house burned down because I put Fabuloso on the stove. Yeah, because the directions probably say it's highly flammable, dumbass. The fuck? Anyway, what were you talking about, Rihanna?
Rihanna performed at a Indian wedding this weekend. It was her first full concert performance. She had a set list. It was the first time she's done that in like 8 years.
Well, technically... The Super Bowl was a performance, right? Was that?
But it wasn't a full concert. It was just like little segments.
Oh, 14 minute. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So how long did she perform at a wedding?
Bitch, it was a full fucking, when I tell you she had a whole stage set up, she had dance. It wasn't like she was up there with the mic singing some songs like a wedding singer. She did a full performance.
So it was like Beyonce when she went to Dubai for the hotel opening.
It was basically that. And she looked so good. She looked like Tinkerbell in this like, mm-hmm. beautiful green sparkly thing. She's got like that post baby sexy mom body going on.
Yeah.
And she sounded good. I just, can you imagine having that kind of money where you can pull Rihanna? That's crazy.
I need to marry an Indian man.
You have to. This guy's like the billionaire in India, but I think they're estimating it costs between $6 to $10 million to have Rihanna perform. And that's just the performance.
Can you imagine having some type of goods and or service that is that great that people say for an hour, I just want you to come and do your thing and I will give you anywhere from $6 to $10 million and it not be prostitution?
I was just going to say, do you think this is what the Only Girls fans feel like or the Only Fans girls feel like?
And I understand why they do it. If they do, if that's what they're doing. But I'm like, even for Beyonce, you get a free trip to Dubai. Mm-hmm. They already treat you like royalty. And then they're like, hey, bitch, get up here and sing for an hour.
Shake
and
your we'll head.
Give you however many millions of dollars. And then you go the fuck home?
Crazy.
Well, and that's why she taxes on that money?
That's a good question. I don't know, but paid in- this is why she doesn't do shit. She doesn't want to do. Like, that bitch literally pops her head up every fucking year, maybe every 6 months, does some cool shit, and then goes right back to hiding.
Well, maybe if the Navy would stop harassing her for a goddamn album, she probably would have been put out. Let the girl live for a little bit. She just popped out two human beings. Mm-hmm. She's in love with her man. She over here just doing regular people shit. And I'm like, she hasn't had a chance to do that since she was what, 16, 17 years old?
Yeah.
Give her some time. Let her live. Let her go to Target in disguise. You know?
I mean,
and stop harassing her about an album. Every single time that lady gets online, what an album. If I were Rihanna, I would never give you bitches an album. Ever. I wouldn't make another. I would have officially retired and not say shit.
Because guess what? As soon as she gives it to you, you know what you're going to ask for? Another album.
Another one. Mm-hmm. Or you're going to be like, we waited all this time for this shit.
Yeah.
Ungrateful bitches. You're ungrateful. That's why Beyonce be waiting so long. And then when she put it out, she don't give you no visuals.
Be happy with this fucking Beyonce album you're getting, because it's all you're fucking getting.
Be happy she performed at the Super Bowl. Okay? Pregnant. Carrying a whole human being.
Whole human
Goddamn
being.
Goddamn shame. It's ridiculous. What were you telling me about? Let's see. Where am I at?
Probably nothing.
Oh, this is what I wanted to ask you. Yeah, you weren't telling me anything. But
you're like, as a matter of fact, you didn't tell me shit.
No, you weren't telling me anything. Okay, let me ask you this question. When you were a kid, did you do a lot of sleepovers?
Yes.
Okay, at people's houses who had like two-parent households or mostly single moms?
Unfortunately, I had the only single parent because I went to a Catholic school, so... it was a two-parent household. White mom, very trusting. Single white
gotcha.
Mom.
Well, unfortunately, in the news, the only reason why I'm asking that is because I did not do a lot of sleepovers, especially at friends' houses.
Surprise, surprise.
And most of...
With
I had
your
two black,
crazy
two
ass...
black parents. Well...
I would, I mean, you know, have, in my head, your parents were like, you can go if you want. And you were sitting there like, I don't trust it. I don't like it.
No, my parents are very strict.
Yeah.
My parents were very strict. We couldn't go. No, girl, we couldn't go.
No, I'm just saying in my head, that's how it's playing out.
Oh, yeah, nah.
When I rewrite your life for a lifetime special, that's what it's going to be.
You would never have access to my life story ever. I would never give that to you. This guy in Oregon, this piece of shit ass man, his name is Michael Maiden. He's an Oregon man. He had his 12-year-old daughter had a sleepover with her friends. This nasty ass bitch was making smoothies for these girls and put benzos in the fucking smoothies.
What?
So he has now been arrested. And I'm just like, and you know, when you're a kid, your parents don't allow you to do a lot of stuff. You're ruining my life, mom. I mean, that's white kids who say that. But you just be like, damn, now you act like you ain't never been a kid before. You don't let me do anything, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then when you become an adult, you're like, thank you, Jesus, that my parents never allowed me to do certain things that I wanted to do because it was protection. And I'm just like, you know, for these girls to go over to their friend's house and think, oh, this is gonna be fun and games, and to be drugged by your friend's father
at 12 years old, dude.
At 12? I mean, at any point in time, to be drugged by anybody. I'm just like, you are a piece of shit, dude.
And I don't think that's even like an uncommon story. I know people.
No.
Who were abused at friends' houses growing up.
Really? Like,
yeah.
Wow.
And it's insane. I don't know. I was very blessed to never even think about that. Never had, like when I was younger, it just like never even entered my orbit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's very common. And now all over TikTok, all these women are like, this is my story. And this is why I never let my kids have sleepovers. And I'm like, there are so many fucked up people out here doing fucked up shit to other people's kids. That is insane to me.
But you know why they do it too? I mean, aside from them being sick fucks, but I think this is not scientific, but this is factual based, statistically factually based. Most men commit these crimes right under the nose of a woman and or with the assistance of a woman. I mean, think about human trafficking. Most times human trafficking is only successful because women are involved, unfortunately, to help draw people in, to draw these little girls in or these little boys in, or to, you know, like even prostitution and shit. You know, you think a pimp is successful just because he's backhanding somebody? No, he's successful because other women are helping bring the hoes in. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just crazy.
Well, what's the narrative? It's always like, be cautious of these men. These bad men will get you. Mm-hmm. The big scary man. Be careful with this man. So you teach these kids to be scared of men, but not to be afraid of the woman who's with them.
And that's the main person drawing the women in, which is fucking insane and disgusting.
That is crazy. No, I had a lot of sleepovers. I was at people's houses more than I was at my own.
Really?
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy is that when I when I did sleepover or had sleepovers, it was mostly with single women. Like, because, you know, growing up in a Black church, like, you had a lot of mentors and like role models and women that you looked up to and stuff. And so, you know, I didn't, like I said, I didn't have a lot of sleepovers, but when I did sleep over at somebody's house, at one of the women in the church's house, all of them were single women.
Wow.
Every last one of them were single women.
I'm trying to think if there were other single parents that, I don't know if there were in high school, maybe, but even in high school, I would be like, oh, mom, I'm going to go spend the night at so-and-so's house that you've never met, but I have a class with them. And she'd be like, all right, call me. Be back in the morning.
See, that's how Black parents are. They're just like, who is Keisha? I don't know her parents. You're not going over there. They yeah. come over here, but you ain't going over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's how my parents did all the time. Sleepover. You got a bed. You got a bed and some sheets. Sleep. I was like, God damn. I'll tell you what else is fucked up. The CDC. The CDC has pretty much lost all its credibility, unfortunately, allegedly, because with of the whole COVID situation. I think with the American people.
Okay.
The American people at large. The CDC actually just released new guidelines with regard to COVID exposures. And basically, they have now dropped the 5-day isolation guideline for people who test positive for COVID. And this is all alleged, but it's true. And they basically have said that you no longer have to quarantine or like take off work and all that fuck shit. Just as long as your symptoms are like manageable, then you can still return to work or school and shit. And I'm just like,
isn't this shit like the flu? Like, you're contagious.
That's what I thought. Because it was, like, quarantine for 20 days.
I understand maybe not the 14 days or the 10 days, but your ass has a fever. You cannot, you know.
Well, my job, they have guidelines where they are saying that even though the CDC had the 5-day guidelines, they have a 10-day guideline where you have to test negative and you have to be off work for 10 days. They are not paying you while you are there, which makes a lot of people not test. And a lot of people just say, oh, it's my allergies, I have a cold, I have this, you know, blah blah blah. And so, you know, we've
10
had
days
multiple
is a long time to not get paid.
That's very true. And to not have, yeah, that's very, very true. And most people ain't got 10 days of PTO. I know I ain't got that anyway, but we were having a lot of cross-contamination where staff members were giving COVID to patients, and then it was getting to the point where like the whole entire unit had to be on N95s when you went into these patients' room because staff members were giving patients COVID.
They should do 5 days. Like, we'll give you 5 days paid, 5 of your scheduled days.
Mm-hmm.
Or like,
and you have to show us a positive. You have to show us a positive test.
Yeah, and then after that, you have to use your days or go unpaid because, like,
exactly,
this shit just keeps fucking happening.
Yeah,
that's what sick days are for.
Exactly. But when they only give you, you know, a certain amount of sick days, that's not,
that's true.
Unfortunately, the business. I'll tell you what else is not the business. So this weekend at work, I've been noticing a lot of unapproved abbreviations in these medical charts. So for those that are not in the medical field, Alyssa and I are both therapists. I'm a physical therapist. Doctors. Alyssa's an occupational therapist. That's right. And so I work at a teaching hospital. And a lot of these residents and interns, when they're charting, they use all these crazy unapproved abbreviations for stuff. And I'm just like, can we stop charting like we're texting? Can we, the whole IDK, my BFF Jill, can we stop that, please?
Do you think it's something that they're doing now in school? Like they're learning? Because if it's all these new kids.
Yes. And I think they're forcing a lot of the staff to adjust to this way of doing shit. Cause mm-hmm. even like the way people text, the fact that you just can't say, I know, right? You just have to put IKR, bitch.
Ooh, I hate that.
That NGL shit, not gonna lie.
Not gonna lie.
Why you just can't spell it? You literally have dictation in your hand. All you have to, a robot mm-hmm. can do it for you.
Your age is showing.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm proud of my age. I look good for my age, thank you.
You're like, you kids and your abbreviations.
These young people, they just don't know how to have conversations no more. You gotta say it in that kind of voice. I hate it though, because I was working with this patient who had a GI bleed, and which was the big, oh my God, I know this is gonna be a little bit disgusting, so trigger warning. This patient had a GI bleed. This is, I think he was like 94 years old, cute little man. This man's H&H was perfectly fine. His hemoglobin hematocrit was like, I think 9.7 when I first tried to go see him, myself and the OT. We tried to go see this man, and then she's like, Monica, I don't think we should touch him. And I was like, why? She was like, just go look in the bathroom in the toilet. And so I was like, okay, cool. Mind you, he came in for potential GI bleed, bleeding from the rectum. Mm-hmm. Alyssa, I walked into this bathroom. It was a murder scene. I had never seen that much dark red blood that came from somebody's anus in my life.
Also, the thing about GI blood shit is it smells so fucking bad.
This one didn't smell bad though.
Oh, that's good. Because it probably wasn't any shit. It was just blood.
It was just blood. And then he had like the brief was to the side because they wanted the doctors to see it. And it was like, I was like, I don't think not a woman in America or in this on this globe has ever bled this much in a damn diaper. I was like, this man gonna die. Jesus.
I saw Pale sitting in the bed. Oh my gosh.
And he was just sitting there like, hello, just chilling.
They always are. I'm always like, how are you alive?
I was like, how is his ancient age not like two? What the fuck?
They haven't redrawn.
Crazy. And they redrew, and you know what it was? 9.2.
What? There's no way.
Then the next day they draw it again. 8.7. I'm like, ain't no
There's
way.
No way. He's on some, that's some Agent Orange shit. How is that even working?
I was like, yo, this man is an alien. There's something going on.
He's like, I've taken Flintstone vitamins every day for the last 70 years.
I was like, what? Somebody need to clip him now.
Immediately. That's crazy. Clips.
Yeah, I was like, I told the nurse, I was like, yeah, we ain't seeing him today. Don't worry about it.
No,
don't
worry about it. Absolutely not.
It was absolutely insane. Last thing that I want to talk about, I feel like, you know, Tyler Perry used to go to Walmarts and like pay off people's layaways and stuff like that.
Ooh, I haven't heard the term layaway in a minute. That just like gave me, it like shot me back to like.
Did it show my age again?
Having to wait at the cart while my mom went and talked to the layaway people.
Exactly. Or like, I'm paying him a labor, I'm gonna pay $10 more today.
Yeah.
Or like, you know how when Shaq would go into, you know, Walmart or the local Target and pay off all the single mothers, like take your carts to the front, blah blah blah.
That was so nice.
Or how like the billionaire would be like, oh, I'm gonna pay off everybody's fucking student loan to your fucking it never happens for us, and I hate that. So
would it be an episode of this podcast if we didn't talk about getting our loans paid off?
We gotta remind the people, because we gotta manifest it being paid off by somebody other than us, you know?
Yes.
So in the news this past week, her name is Dr. Ruth Gottesman.
Not to be confused with
Gottesman. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Bader Ginsburg.
That's right. So she is a professor. And she's actually in her 90s, too. But anyway, she basically donated $1 billion, billion with a B, to the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. And the students who were already there, they will receive a full reimbursement for their spring tuition. She came into money. Her and her husband were married, you know, for I think it's like 60 or 70 years or something like that until he passed away. And he was like a investment banker of some sort.
They so always
he
are.
Knew how to write, because you know their wealth comes from the backs of slavery anyway. So he told her basically, you know, to give charity, give it to whoever you want to, blah blah blah. And she legit donated $1 billion to this school. So pretty much this current class, the next probably couple classes are going to have all of their, you know, have their tuition paid for. And I'm like, why nobody ever came to FAMU and did that for me?
Number one, that school sounds made up.
The Albert Einstein College of Medicine?
Yeah, it sounds like I was writing a fan fiction and was like, what am I going to call this school? Ooh,
that's a real
Albert
school.
Einstein School of Medicine. That's crazy.
I'm not getting mad with you.
Where are all the fucking billionaires at? I love to get married to my husband. He'd die. And I'm like, guess we'll give this money to charity. I would give it away.
She's in her 90s. What are you going to do with $1 billion at this point? She's probably done everything, seen everything. You know, she's probably not even into the weird non-human shit that most billionaires are into. So it's like, why not give it away?
Do you think she needs an occupational therapist?
I think she needs a physical therapist, and I'd be more than happy to provide those services for her.
That's crazy.
At a very high cost.
Well, good for them. It's good to do good things with your money. That's a huge tax write-off, so I'm sure she'll love that.
I'm just waiting for somebody to say, you know what? I was watching y'all podcast and I felt compelled to pay off your student loans. Thank you. Yeah. All of them.
It'd be a tax write-off for them.
That's what I'm saying. You'll get so many tax credits. Like, come on.
You could become like a stark black Republican, and I'm sure you'd get a lot of people trying to pay stuff off for you.
That's very true. You know, Clarence Thomas, he takes a lot of bribes, allegedly.
You could go Candace Owens and you could really do some, make mm-hmm. some moves. You could infiltrate from the inside.
Yeah, but I just, not a Republican Party. Nah,
they'd pull up all the clips from this podcast of you just talking mess.
Everybody's racist. These fucking white people.
They'd be like,
They'd be like, nah, she's a little too radical for us.
Yeah.
On the Democratic side.
That's
but
good.
Yeah, it's, but congratulations to those students.
Yeah, that's awesome. Her. Go be great doctors now.
Yeah, you better be. That don't use, I don't want to hear no excuses.
Yeah.
Thank you. Just, oh, Lord. They just, but didn't want to tell us, well, what is an RW? Patient walking with a RW. What the fuck else could it be, stupid bitch? what is an RW? I'm not sure what that is. You make it whatever you want to, little intern. You stupid ass. Anyway, anything else we need to talk about before we get into what we're watching?
No.
What have you been watching?
Okay, I'm so glad you asked.
Oh, okay.
I just saw Dune Part 2.
Oh, was it good?
Boy. Was it good?
Really? Better because that first one was boring as fuck. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay, listen, that one just built the world. We were just setting the scene in that one. This one is like where the meat is. That was like a piece of bread. This is the meat, you know?
Okay. All right. Does it look like it's gonna be a Dune 3?
Oh yeah, because there's like 19 books.
Bitch! What the fuck?
There's a billion books. It was so good. It was beautifully shot. Zendaya, my God, acted her fucking ass off.
Did she do more than just stare at the goddamn window like she did the last episode?
Yeah, so she's actually in this movie. She actually has words. Good. She says, God, yeah.
She literally said nothing in the first one. I was like, oh, people are, oh my God, Zendaya did so great.
Gave she didn't everything, say anything. Did nothing. She made so, she literally, I think, had 3 minutes of FaceTime in that movie and made like $1 million.
That's what, man. I'm in the wrong profession.
But it was so beautifully shot. It's also like it has all this kind of Middle Eastern culture woven into it. So it's just like beautiful where it's shot. And then just to kind of see all those aspects. It was all these. It's like the star power was crazy. There's all these new characters and they're all faint. Florence Pugh is in it. Christopher Walken's in it. Austin Butler from Elvis is in it. He's psychotic. But he's also he's a villain. All the villains really villained, and I really appreciate that. They are given like it was good. It was really good. It was 3 freaking hours long.
Aww.
But there was not 1 minute where I was like, gee, would you look at the time?
So it kept you engaged the entire time.
It kept
me
engaged the whole time. I didn't even pee.
Well, that's
didn't
good.
Even there was no good time. Things kept happening.
So you just did like the astronaut and just sat your ass there in a diaper.
Sat my ass there and did it. But yeah, it was really good. I liked it. It's the there's some things where you're like, okay, I like this is like this heavily like Middle Eastern coded film, right? Like they're in the desert, like a lot of the ensemble characters are like brown. It's all these brown people, but then like no one in the main cast is brown besides Zendaya, really, which is weird, like stuff like that, that if you're looking at it. But
it's like Tom Cruise is the last samurai.
Why would you
cast an Asian?
Why? Yeah.
Tom Cruise is enough. Insert sarcasm. Because he's true samurai if anybody else.
Yeah, but it was really, really good. Even if you didn't like the first one, if you're mildly interested, I would say go see it.
Yeah, I might have to wait till that one comes on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, you're going to want to. Yeah, for you, wait till you're comfy. You can do bathroom breaks.
They're going to be pissed.
Yeah. But if you Dune, you're going to love it. It was good. Good 3 hours spent.
Well, that's good. It was less, you know, less than the Reese Tisa tour.
That actually took me 2 days to finish.
Yeah, it was like 5 hours.
That's crazy. Are you watching anything?
Crazy. I just saw Donnell Rollins' new Netflix special, executively produced by Dave Chappelle. Do you know who Donnell Rollins is? Ashley Larry from the Chappelle Show. Donnell Rollins,
bigger black bitch.
Huh?
Who am I thinking of? Who's that bigger black lady?
Donnell is a man.
I know. So who am I thinking of?
I don't know, because Donnell is a man.
Jones?
No, that's the R&B singer, Donnell Rawlings. What the hell? I need you to turn your black thinking cap on and take your white one off, ma'am.
The bald black guy. Yep. Okay, got it.
Who were you thinking of? Probably Lunel.
Oh, I'm yes.
I already knew it. You fucking fat phobic piece of shit.
Exactly who I'm thinking of. Good job.
Her name is Lunel, not Donnell. Jesus Lord. Anyway, I saw his stand-up special. It was actually really good. Donnell Rawlings, I've always felt like was funny, but I'm glad he was able to get his special out as opposed to just being like Dave Chappelle's sidekick and looked at as that, because he's such a great comedian. But it was actually really, really funny. I also saw something that probably a lot of people already saw on Amazon Prime, which was Maxine's Baby, which is the story that Tyler Perry put out about himself and about how he was raised and things of that nature, how he, you know, the abuse that he went through, just him, you know, just as a person, just kind of developing this character, kind of what he went through with developing plays and was homeless and, you know, how he got this big break and opening up Tyler Perry Studios and all this other kind of stuff. And, you know, you truly kind of understand to a degree why his work ethic is the way it is, and why he is always the executive producer, the writer, the producer, the director, and all that kind of stuff. And how he doesn't relinquish control a whole lot. I'm like, if you would have went through what that man went through as a child, I don't think you'd give up a lot of power either. But
that shit has five stars on Amazon Prime.
Maxine's Baby. It was really good. It was really, really good. And how his, you know, his father abused the shit out of him. And I mean, he talked about it on Oprah before, so it wasn't like this was his first time, you know, speaking about it. But, you know, he interviewed his aunt and his cousin and everything, and how he still financially takes care of his father, even though the father is actually not biologically his father. And he used to think, like, why does this man hate me so much? And then he did a DNA test some years ago and found out that, in fact, he is not the father of Tyler Perry. Yeah. Even though he was named after him. His real name is actually Emmett Tyler Perry.
Really?
Junior. Mm-hmm. No, not Emmett. It's not Tyler. I don't think Tyler's a part of his name. I can't remember, but I know his first name is Emmett. His real first name, his biological first name is Emmett. Look. Emmett Perry Jr.
Huh.
But it was very interesting to see that. It was. Oh, let me tell you what else I saw. You fucking bitch. Let me tell you something. If Fowler recommends a movie to y'all, do not take her advice. She's a lying ass bitch.
Oh my God.
On the episode, some episodes ago, you talked about the movie that you saw called Sitting in Bars with Cake.
Yes, because I told you it was a wild ride.
I don't know why the fuck I decided to watch that shit on a Friday night. And I blame Yara Shahidi. Yara, you are a beautiful woman, but goddamn fuck you, girl. Because
She did too well.
And I was like, this is this girl's real best friend. Has somebody checked on Yara Shahidi? Because this is ridiculous. I was bawling my eyes out. And I was just like, I just want to fly to Atlanta and give my best friend a hug, Jesus.
Bitch, when they show the real friends at the end, I was like,
yes. Oh my God.
I told you that shit was sad.
I was just like, why would you agree to make a movie like that?
I know.
And you're like, oh, based on true events. Yeah, it's sad. I don't want that.
It just it starts out as one, like it starts out as this cute little coming of age film.
It does.
You're so locked in by the middle that you're like, when the shit hits the fan, you're like, well, fuck, I gotta see what happens. And then it just it was just a story about friendship.
It was like when you see all the pictures of them as like little kids, and I'm like, me and my best friend have been friends since the second grade, so I can relate to having all those like different like special languages, special kind of like memories and things of that nature that only the two of us know. And it was just like, I will never take advice from Alyssa again on a movie ever.
That movie just reminded me how I thank God every day that I am a woman and I can have female friendships, because there's nothing like it. Men quite literally could never. That was a good movie, first of all, so you're welcome for that recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good movie.
That's not a movie I would watch again, ever.
Oh, no.
I'll never see that in theaters.
It's like The Color Purple. I'll never watch it again. One and done.
Okay, The Color Purple was actually really good. It has a lot of great songs.
But it's just like the trauma. I don't need that. Like, I saw it. True. I sat with it.
That's very true. That's like, well, I have seen Precious quite a few times because it's funny.
Why have you? No, Precious was also one and done. I saw it. I sat with it. No. We're done. Why do you need to watch Precious more than once?
Because if you look at it from the guise of like Monique, the comedian, that shit is funny. Like, and then her classmates, hilarious. Her classmates were absolutely hilarious.
Oh,
I mean, it's a very sad movie, but there were some funny parts in it that you can take away from. So
I literally haven't seen it since it came out. That's the only time.
Oh, speaking of Precious, did you hear that Gabourey Sidibe, who played Precious, she's actually pregnant with twins right now. Her and her husband are getting ready to welcome twins. I mean, I don't think she's due anytime soon, but they announced that they're pregnant with twins.
Is she married to the little white boy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they're so cute together.
They are.
So yeah, she's having twins. I was like, wow.
Wow, and imagine see, that. A big black woman in love in America.
Pregnant with twins. See what I'm saying? The man married her. But Reese T said the only one with a big bag who can't get nobody. Happy. That's what I'm saying. I'm just like, y'all acting like heavier set women don't have really good relationships out here. Like skinny girls get played too. Stop it. But anyway, she looks absolutely gorgeous, beautiful, and she looks like happy. She looks genuinely happy, and I'm happy for her.
That's so good.
But yeah, and I have been watching nothing else except for the back of my eyelids because I was very unproductive this weekend, which is great.
Amen, sister.
Anything else we need to talk about before we get out of here?
No, everyone go see Dune because I need to talk about Austin Butler's character with someone. He's unhinged.
Everybody needs to go out and vote for those who live in the state of Texas. Our primary election is Tuesday, today, when this episode comes out, Tuesday, March the 5th. Get your asses to the polls. Most polls are going to be open until 7 p.m. Once you're in line, they cannot kick you out of line. That is illegal because if you didn't act before, your ass is missed out on early voting because it's done. It was done on Friday. Anyway, please go out and vote, y'all. Please, please, please go out and vote. No matter who you vote for, just get your ass out there to the polls and vote. I'm still praying for the people in the men, women, and children in Palestine.
I know.
And praying that this awful genocide will stop. I'm praying for the men and women and children in Senegal as well as in the Congo that their genocides will stop as well, too. And yeah. That they don't take out their revenge on some of us who are not supporting genocide. So,
can you believe it's already March?
Yes.
Oh.
It's because we're no longer in our teens and 20s, so time goes by a lot faster.
That's crazy. And we're about to spring forward.
That means we lose an hour.
That means that
we already didn't have.
But then that means that the sun goes away later.
That's very true. So I can actually cut my grass when I need to at 7 o'clock p.m. because it's about to get hot as hell.
It's going to be a rough one.
Yeah, it's already in the 80s here in San Antonio. So I guess we're back to what happened to this whole winter solstice that was supposed to happen.
Well, did the it's not a beaver. What is it? Groundhog.
Yeah, it's a beaver. Groundhog. You're right.
Thank you. You're so supportive.
Of course.
Didn't the groundhog see his shadow or did it not?
I thought he didn't. So that's why we're going in the spring early.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Who? I want to know where that came from. And
somebody white.
It's got to be. No black person ever was like, let's go get this guy. See if he fucking runs away from his shadow.
Nah, that's some old folklore or some shit. Probably came from England somewhere.
Sounds about right. You're pretty smart.
I mean, I try to be. I have 4 degrees, so I should be something, you know. But anyway, anything else that you talk about before we get out of here?
Nope, that's it.
All right, cool beans. All right, y'all. Y'all have an amazing week on purpose. Y'all remember to spread
life.
Do we have to do this again?
I was gonna say laughter. What the fuck?
No, okay. We're not spreading laughter.
Spread.
Y'all remember to spread. No, let me start over, ma'am. Y'all remember to spread love.
Spread light.
And don't forget to laugh your face off. You are weird.
That really? Okay. The other day,
I was gonna say we're still recording.
Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at The Face Off Pod. Be sure to tune in to The Face Off every Tuesday where new episodes are released.